This episode of It's Super Effective was recorded on January 24th, 2016, live on Twitch. Twitch.tv/PKMNcast, to be exact. So it is a little bit different than a normal show. This is us celebrating our 200th episode. So if you did not catch us live, enjoy. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the 200th episode of the Pokemon Podcast. My name is SBJ. This is my face. And to my left, I think, is Logan.
Hey, everybody. 20th episode. Travis does better at this.
Great landing. Great timing.
Thanks, everybody.
Who does intros way better than Logan? And below Logan, we have Travis.
Coming to you live from the Goldenrod Radio Tower, this is Pokemon Podcast. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, go ahead. Caller. Well, we're going to cut to Will with the traffic. Will.
The only traffic I have is if I see one more comment about my age, I'm going to start booting people because I am a mod in this chat. And I'll get rid of you.
I like how you got closer to the screen.
Because I always get close to my mic whenever I talk, and when we record, like I get close to the mic when I talk, and then I like move away. So I was like that. I was just practicing what I normally do.
There we go.
I have a dog under the table that's like scratching at me here for attention.
I do have the chat up. I can see that there are 50 plus people watching right now. So thank you for joining us on this Sunday. This show will be recorded and posted on iTunes and on SoundCloud and everything afterwards as well. So actually speaking of that, I gotta make sure we're recording. Yeah, we're recording. All right. We're good here. All right. So for episode 200, we got some stuff to do. And I think Micah the Brave should be in chat as moderator. And there are a couple other mods hanging around. So... near the end of the show, we will be asking you guys questions and trying to answer them on the show. So stick around for that. We're expecting the show to be in between an hour and an hour and a half, like a normal podcast, but we could probably run a little bit longer if needed. I'm going to drink this Dr. Pepper.
Filler, vamp, someone vamp.
That's our advertiser. Everybody's got their Dr. Peppers. It's like WWE.
Dr. Peppers. If you want to drink Dr. Pepper, you support the Pokemon Podcast.
So before we talk about Pokemon, because we're not allowed to talk about Pokemon at all in the beginning of the show.
Forever.
Will, you are in the middle of a snowstorm.
Yesterday. It's over. We got sunshinies now, but we have like 2 feet of snow on the ground. Yes. I was stuck inside all day yesterday, and I'd open the window, but I wouldn't want you guys to see the wasteland. If you want to see what it looks like out my window, just turn on Fallout 4. It's pretty much the same.
I think there's more brown in Fallout 4.
No, there's like a lot of brown back there.
All right.
Trees. A lot of dead trees.
I believe you're sporting a Cyndaquil behind you for the people who can see.
That's the one you got me for my Christmas or birthday. I can't remember.
Yes, we talked about this like 2 episodes ago when you called me out of not getting you a gift, but I got you something.
Oh, I also got in trouble because I got a Christmas Cyndaquil from Jesse, and I had said that I didn't get any Pokemon Christmas presents. Remember that? But he got me. I can actually show it. It's right here. It's real cool. That's real nice.
That is actually that really framed. Cool.
It is, isn't it? That's it's cool. So good.
What's the text? Of it.
It's a dictionary page.
Oh, cool.
The Webster's?
I don't know what dictionary.
Only the best, Steve, Merriam-Webster's.
I believe OED is the best. Thank you.
OED?
All right. Oxford English Dictionary.
Oh, okay. I know that one.
My fault.
It traces words back to their original usage.
I only prefer Black's Law Dictionary.
Travis, what's new with you? Are you swimming in snow like Will, or
It was banned a little while ago, but we didn't get the snowstorm that the sort of East Coast really did. I mean, it just sort of always snows here because of Lake Michigan, so I'm used to it.
Anything else new, exciting?
Oh, no.
I saw you tweet about the beginner's guide.
Oh, yeah, that game's great. I really enjoyed it. It's the new game by the guy who wrote Stanley Parable, and I think it flew under a lot of people's radar, and I think that's a shame, because I think the beginner's guide has a lot of interesting things to say.
Is it a game about making games? Is that the one that one is?
That's what the plot is about, but thematically it's about more general things. So, I mean, like, I don't make games, and so I don't connect. I was glad to find out that it wasn't just about making games, but yeah, ostensibly the plot is about that.
Yeah, I started playing Braid last night. That game is too hard.
It's really hard. But it's totally worth it. You should definitely play the whole
game. I
didn't
really like it when I played Braid.
I think the story's going to make me sad.
Yes. Yep.
I played Her Story yesterday after Travis went on a rant about the beginner's guide. I added it to my wish list because I always feel like I cannot buy a game at full price on Steam because everything mm-hmm. is always on sale on Steam. So if I'm paying full price, I just feel like I'm getting screwed.
Yeah.
So I bought and played Her Story because I think it was $5.99. And it was an okay game.
That's the one that's sort of like you're sort of like piecing together different video diaries or something.
Yes. Yeah. You're trying to, somebody got murdered and you're trying to figure out what happened. So it's like a bunch of like 19 to like 50 second video clips. And mm-hmm. all you can really do besides watch them is you can enter a word, like you can enter like coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll get all the videos that she says coffee in. Or, and then you can enter like murder or basement or attic. And you start piecing it together, and at one point, I think there are, I don't know how many videos there are, but at one point, a little chat thing, because you're on a computer, you're on like a database and you're searching. When I'm doing this typing thing, it makes sense because we're on video.
Yeah, nice.
Visual gags.
I only watched like one third of the videos, and this little chat thing popped up, and it was like, are you done? And then you can say no, and there, you can type in like no or yes, or I'm not sure what else you can type in, but I said no, and they were like, okay, well, just come back when you're done and you're satisfied. And I was like, oh, if I guess whatever video I watched must have been like, at this point, you should have figured out the ending if you got the chat thing to pop up. But I typed in a certain word that got me, like, it got two videos that were, they pretty much like verified what the twist was, and it popped up after that. So I think it was because I searched that word that made and watched those two videos, it was like, okay, well, I could watch more to explain this part, but if I don't understand, like, I get what the twist is now. So I watched just a couple more videos, and then I said I was done, and then the credits rolled, and that was it. You're, like, not to spoil the end of the game, but, like, your satisfaction is what you feel you're comfortable with.
Yeah. The amount of information you think is closure is what the game decides is. That's kind of an interesting choice.
Yeah, so that was really cool. The story overall was kind of like, once I figured out the twist, I was like, that's cool, but it's, to me, it was kind of unbelievable, because the story is kind of set as like a, not like a true story, but it would seem like something you would see on like Law and Order, like, yeah, that could happen. But I think it's worth playing. I don't think it's like game of the year or anything like that, but it's really cool. Mm-hmm. So that's what I spent my weekend doing.
And that's on Steam?
It's on Steam, yeah. It's $5.99. And I went through it in about 2 hours, and I looked up a wiki afterwards, and I looked up a couple YouTube videos just to like verify what, in case I was missing anything. And I pretty much got the whole gist, and so it was enjoyable for me. Logan, what have you been up to?
Well, I've been playing a lot of Yoshi's Woolly World, which is an adorable game. Really fun.
Do you have all the Yoshi amiibos?
Of course I have all the Yoshi amiibos. Actually, I'm missing Mega Yarn Yoshi, which I don't...
Wait, do you have all the Yoshi colors?
Yeah, blue, pink, and green. and then a Yoshi for the Smash Brothers series, and then a Yoshi for the Super Mario Brothers series. So I have 5 Yoshi amiibo. Yes, I do.
While you were saying that, did you just like realize how much life hates you?
It's very fulfilling to me, and you guys, you know, I get it. Like,
are you training all of them in Smash Bros?
The person with the most plushies in the background.
You do have the most plushies, also. Yes.
Yeah, I only have one because I only have one. I mean, that's the only one I have.
So, Logan,
I think our listeners know, like, I'm cool with Pokemon Amiibos because, obviously, Pokemon. I'm all right spending $11.99 on a Mewtwo. I love me some Mewtwo.
Yeah.
I've started collecting the Animal Crossing ones because I'm a big fan. So I just got Mr. Rossetti in the mail today. I feel no remorse or wanting of a Sonic or a Mega Man. Those just don't appeal to me.
For me, like, I grew up with every single one of those. Like, I grew up with Nintendo, and I don't really have toys of any of those. And I really enjoy having, you know, little figurines of stuff that I like. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, pretty much every character in Smash Brothers, and just Smash Brothers in general, was a huge part of me growing up. So, I like having little figures of all of them. And I'm a huge Animal Crossing fan, so I've got all the Animal Crossing ones as well. I didn't buy the Chibi Robo one because I hate that game. And it's like $6 on Amazon. It's definitely the bargain bin amiibo, and it doesn't appeal to me. I also didn't buy like the Skylanders crossovers because you had to buy like a Skylanders game.
So, oh, okay.
Aren't they at Skylanders amiibos?
There's two of them.
Yeah, there's two. There's a Bowser one and a Donkey Kong, and you like flip a switch on their base, and they turn into either a Skylander or an amiibo.
So for somebody who has so many amiibos, do you feel like you're missing something not having Chibi Robo? Or
absolutely not. No, no. I'm not. I wouldn't be missing anything having none of them.
See, I feel like I'm an all or nothing kind of guy. Like I need to have all of them, or I need to have none of them. And I've made this compromise of just like Pokemon and Animal Crossing.
So I've made a similar compromise just on dumb old Chibi Robo.
Everything or Chibi Robo. That's fair.
I don't know. I don't want Chibi Robo no matter how inexpensive it is, but I do really resonate with all those other characters. So
I don't know, $6 though, Logan. That's like a meal.
It's basically like I'm losing money not buying it.
It's also like a trash can carrying an electric plug. Like,
its game is like a trash can carrying an electric plug, too.
Oh! I've never even played Chibi Robo. I have no idea what the game concept is.
It's just a platformer.
The last DS one, not the newest one, but the digital only, you like held your DS up and it was like, take a picture of something circle. So you could do like a coin or like a Jigglypuff scene from above. Or like a can, and then it would post it into the game and then try to make it 3D. So if it was like a can, it would actually try to render it as a can, and then your Chibi Robo would be carrying it around. And then I actually don't know what happens after that. I just took a couple pictures of things.
The picture thing is not in the new one.
Okay.
It's just a platformer, and it's not good.
Okay.
Like he has some abilities that make him swing around, but it's not like well-designed. I mean, it's from Nintendo, and they have Mario, so you expect a very high caliber of platformer, but I don't think Chibi Robo got to that level.
All right, that's fair. Travis, how many amiibos do you have?
Grand total of zero, and it's going to stay that way.
Same?
Dang.
Unless there's like an Animal Crossing game that's like a main series Animal Crossing game that uses amiibo, then I might change my tune.
I believe that is called Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival.
Oh, no.
It's not a main series game.
No, it's not. But it does use amiibos. I discover...
I want to have it where it's like I can put my house into an amiibo and then like come visit you, and then I set up a tent in your town, and when you go in my tent, it's like all of my house.
That would be awesome.
Does that not make good use of an amiibo right there or something?
Yeah, that would be a great use of amiibo, which probably means they won't do it. They're not into good uses of amiibo.
Yeah, so for the Happy Home Designer, you can scan in those amiibo cards, and then if you have amiibo festival party, if you scan in those cards, it copies the houses you built in the DS version and puts them into the Wii U version. So as you're playing the board game, you can see like your houses that you've designed, and you can have up to 8 houses per board game. So that's pretty cool.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I don't have the 3DS version, but it almost kind of makes me want to get it.
The cards were like the best amiibo usage for me, because in Happy Home Designer, you can choose which animal you want to make a house for. So otherwise, I mean, I think you could probably encounter special ones like KK Slider and Rossetti, but they're super rare. But you can just scan in their card, and then you get to build a cool house for DJ KK, and it's awesome.
And then if you buy the Wii version, you can walk by that house.
Which is neato.
Yeah.
you enjoyed Amiibo Festival, right?
Yeah, I think it's cool. I mean, I'm in a situation a lot of the times where like it's usually like double date, me and Irene, and other couple, and other couples not into everything I am into. So it's like that happy medium of like, let's play a board game, but let's do a video game version because it's easier to teach, and we can just sit here and talk and catch up. And sometimes people fall asleep when you're talking about it. But speaking of amiibo cards, if you pre-order the Pokken Fighter Tournament Wii U game, it comes with a Mewtwo amiibo card. And that is my transition into news.
Whoa!
Wow.
Oh.
That was
kind of decent. Possibly the best transition I've ever done in 200 episodes.
Wait, are you going to make the little news noise? Do you have a button for that? Where's the soundboard?
No. See, people, they don't realize how... There you go. It's just Travis that makes the sense.
Oh, wait, that is the news noise. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it again. Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you. Okay, see, now proceed to news now.
I don't have to edit into post. So first bit of news. So, Pokken Tournament Wii U International release date here. It is going to be released in North America and Europe on March 18th. Same day it is released in Japan. Australia and New Zealand will have to wait until March 19th, one extra day, in order to get it in the United States. It will retail for $59.99. And in New Zealand and Australia, I am very sorry, but it will retail for $89.95. Australian dollars.
Yeah, Australian prices on games, that's a, from what I understand, that's a...
Yeah, well, it said Australian dollars not doing so good right now.
Oh, really?
Not holding up.
Kind of like the Canadian dollar. Man, I heard some horror stories about that recently.
Yeah.
The first production run of Pokken Tournament for Wii will include the Shadow Mewtwo amiibo card, which can be used in-game to unlock Shadow Mewtwo immediately. So, I buy almost all my Wii U games digitally. This will probably be a retail copy for the card.
If I remember correctly, didn't they show... It was like a trailer or something that showed what the Shadow Mewtwo thing looked like? Because I remember seeing a video that had it.
Yeah, it was on one of the Nintendo Directs when they announced the Shadow Mewtwo.
I remember it looking kind of cool.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. My problem, I expressed this before, was like, we have Mega Mewtwo X, Mega Mewtwo Y, and now Shadow Mewtwo. How does that all work?
Too much Mewtwo, 7 out of 10.
Will and I talked about this last week. Logan, are you planning on picking up Pokken?
Absolutely. I love fighting games. I mean, your thing with the frame rate drop, that's really unfortunate. That sucks. But I still want to play it. I don't know. I'll probably be disappointed with my experience with it because I don't have anybody that's going to come over and get good at it with me, and it's going to be a frame rate drop. That seems to be really important for fighting games, so I don't know. Maybe it'll be awesome. I'm really hopeful for it. How about that?
Yeah, I think it'll be fine online when you're like one versus one. Like we could probably have like a Slack community of Pokken and just say like, all right, let's do a small tournament. I mean, it'd be cool if the game had like a tournament mode or like a spectator mode or like something, but I don't think so.
Well, I mean, we're pretty good at running stuff in the Slack channel without that sort of resource anyway, so right. It'll be fine.
Yeah, Monster Hunter in the Slack community has been super crazy recently. It was funny.
So for hunt. The hunt. I like to hunt those monsters.
Go ahead and support the Patreon, and then get onto the Monster Hunter channel, and then hunt monsters with us.
It was
like
funny not to get
profit.
Not to get too off topic, but it was like last episode where I was telling I was like feeling the urge to hunt, and I tweeted about that, and Logan tweeted at me, and then I think it was a Monday. Yeah, just like a week ago, I signed into Monster Hunter, and the whole Monster Hunter channel is just crazy, and it's very easy to hook up with people and get to your G rank. So Monster Hunter's still going strong. There's some Monster Hunter hype in the Twitch chat right now, so that's cool. Travis, you don't have a Wii U, so you're not picking up Pokken.
No, yeah, if by some miracle this game turns out to be amazing and everyone tells